And the sale is confined to the second floor, today and Saturday only. It's a half-price sale, and that means that the prices, which are normally below discount prices, are slashed in half. Okay? Today and Saturday only. They're going to open this morning at 8:30, and they're going to stay open until 8 o'clock at night on Friday, and they'll be open all day Saturday. And the sale includes women's summer shoes, men's clothing, women's clothing, children's clothing, organs, housewares, all kinds of merchandise. Be wise now. Check with banks. You can make it at 8:30 this morning. That'll be all to your good. One block north of East Hennepin on Central. This is Hobbs, and I can think of no better way to wind up a hot summer day than a visit to Bridgman's. And I might remind you that in Wayzata and Golden Valley and Hopkins and so on, they're open much later, summer hours now. So the next time you're hankering for something excellent in the way of ice cream treats, take the whole family. The kids will love the visit to Bridgman's and take them for dinner or lunch. Everybody in the family. You'll flip over their food. I mean it. It is excellent food, prepared very, very carefully to give you the finest in quality. And yet, not at purse-busting prices at all. How about it? Pay them a call. Try some of that oh-so-rich ice cream. Try any of the many, many toppings, and you'll find fountain treats galore to choose from. All right? Try it real soon now. The Bridgman's near you. That might be Waterloo, the new store in Austin on I-90, or it might be Rochester, La Crosse, Menominee, Eau Claire, Hopkins, Golden Valley, or Wayzata. The sooner, the better. Now I'd like to talk to you about autumn. Does that sound a little strange at this time of the year? Well, it really isn't. Not when it comes to buying furniture, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to ask you to make your furniture plans in advance, just in case you want a special order fabric or design. And then I want you to visit Crystal Furniture and make your selection. And then in the event that you want something special, it can possibly be delivered to you in time for your autumn house cleaning and freshening up your home for the fall season. That's the big entertaining season, isn't it? So it's a good thought to entertain, believe me, be it for dining room furniture, occasional furniture, something casual, maybe a dinette set or a full dining room set, whatever it is. You will find it, and you will find it very nicely designed, too, at Crystal Furniture. For they handle fine quality name brand merchandise. And remember, of course, if you find what you're looking for on the sales floor, it can be delivered to you immediately within 24 to 48 hours. That's a promise. I'll promise you this, too. Nice, courteous service, the kind you enjoy at Crystal Furniture, 5530 West Broadway. Accustomed to her face, Peter Nero. I don't think we'll ever get accustomed to this deluge of rain that we've gone through. We had a terrible amount in the Twin Cities causing flooding all over the metropolitan area. We've received reports of flooded highways, local streets, numerous flooded basements. The Zumbro River at Zumbro Falls continues to rise. Last report about 24 and a half feet and rising at a rate of about a half a foot an hour. That could crest at nearly 31 feet, and we're urging you now, if you're along the Zumbro in Zumbro Falls, please be on the alert for flooding. Three people protesting construction of a high-voltage power line across Minnesota were arrested yesterday at a work site and removed from a tower under construction. The three had climbed a tower about 6 miles west of Lowry at about 6 yesterday morning and started building a platform, much like a treehouse. As the morning continued, other protesters arrived and camped at the base of the tower. The three arrested have been identified as Dean Arsenault of El Rosa, Laverne Logan of Starbuck, James Ramsley of the Lowry area. After authorities arrived at the scene, some workers climbed the tower, tied ropes around each of the three protesters, and lowered them one at a time to the ground about 100 feet below. Striking iron workers in the Duluth Superior area have agreed to a new 3-year contract, and that ends a 10-day strike. A spokesman for the Iron Workers Union says the contract for the Associated General Contractors of Minnesota provides improved subsistence allowances for out-of-town work and an agreement on safety equipment. It also provides a wage increase of 80 cents an hour, plus an additional increase of 85 cents an hour next May 1st and again on May 1st, 1980. Austin, Minnesota, also hit by flooding this past night. We hope that that river is subsiding, the Cedar River. So be on the alert there. Up to a couple of hundred people, I guess, have been evacuated.
Have you heard about the Polynesian Buffet now featured at the Hopkins House? It's served every Wednesday evening in the Madeira Dining Room from 6 to 10 p.m. This is a beautiful, sumptuous feast, a truly spectacular dining experience. Reservations recommended, 935-7711. The Hopkins House is located on Highway 7, 1 mile east of Freeway 494, Minneapolis. If you're visiting from out of town, or if you're a Twin Citizen planning a getaway holiday for a few days, you'll find that the Hopkins House is a total facility, offering over 200 deluxe suites, 2 great restaurants, 3 lounges, a complete indoor recreational area, including pool, sauna, and whirlpool, plus meeting, banquet, and party facilities to accommodate up to 1,200 people. A champagne brunch is served every Sunday. Right now in the Black Pearl Lounge of the Hopkins House, the greatest entertainment between New York and Las Vegas. David Carroll and his tribute to Elvis. It's all at the Hopkins House. Call 935-7711.
This is WCCO Minneapolis St. Paul.
CBS News. Flash flood warnings are in effect in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and most of southern Minnesota is under a tornado watch at this hour. Good morning, this is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Flash flood warnings are out for Minneapolis, St. Paul, where some major highways are under 3 feet of water. One of the areas hit hardest in the state is Rochester, Minnesota, and Governor Rudy Perpich says the damage is serious.
I've witnessed a number of floods up in Red River Valley especially. But there's never been the destruction that we have in the Rochester area. There's the force of the water. Just millions of dollars of damage. And it's going to be a while before they get this all cleaned up and repaired. You know, streets washed out and just a lot of destruction.
The National Weather Service says a tornado watch will continue in effect for much of the morning throughout southern Minnesota. More news after this.
Hi, I'm Pat Zachary, pitcher for the New York Mets. 29 for the Nationals, 18 for the Americans, and one tie. That's the record in the All-Star Games to date. Wherever you are, enjoy this year's All-Star Game. Listen here Tuesday night, July 11th.
Pat Zachary of the New York Mets. Enjoy the All-Star Game. It's baseball's biggest night of the summer. Tuesday night, July 11th in San Diego, beginning at 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen here for the All-Star Game on CBS, the number one radio network for programs and sports.
Experience jumping off of a mountain, driving a truck, learning how to ski, or learning how to survive by yourself. That is a learning process to overcome the unknown.
In the Army, your mind and body are challenged every day because the most important thing you have to depend on is you.
Join the people.
For more information, see your local Army representative.
Israeli radio reports this morning that the government has rushed reinforcements to the Golan Heights border with Syria and Lebanon to make sure that the Damascus government gets the message. Israel wants an end to the shelling of Christian Lebanese by the Syrian-dominated force in Lebanon, there to enforce a ceasefire between the left and right-wing groups. The word from Israeli Prime Minister Begin is that the fighting in Beirut amounts to a massacre of Lebanese Christians and must stop. Lebanese President Sarkis warns that he'll quit if the fighting continues, and President Carter has issued a personal appeal to all sides to stop their battles. Howard Jarvis, who led the tax-cutting Proposition 13 in California, has moved to new ground. He's now in Michigan. More from Don Webster in Lansing.
Howard Jarvis spent the day campaigning in Michigan for a tax cut measure which is along the lines of Proposition 13 in California. It would allow some minor tax increases, but would cut property taxes in half. To get on the November ballot, the proposition needs 266,000 valid signatures filed by next Monday. At present, it is about 60,000 signatures short, but proponents hope Jarvis's appearance may help put it over the top. One of the five rallies and press conferences Jarvis is holding was on the steps of the state capitol in Lansing. The crowd wasn't large, almost outnumbered by the press, but that's the way Proposition 13 started in California, too. If this measure gets on the ballot, then the situation will be similar to that in California. Voters will be able to choose between a moderate tax proposal and an extreme one. Don Webster, CBS News, Lansing, Michigan.
Subways, buses, and trolleys should be back to normal schedules. This day in Boston, transit workers took part in a job action yesterday and stopped all mass transit for 500,000 commuters. The job action was in protest against the state plan to eliminate automatic cost of living pay hikes. Most of the guards are on strike at the Tennessee State Prison in Nashville. It's a dispute over pay parity and existing contracts. The prison is quiet, but the warden says if any trouble breaks out because of the strike, he'll take legal action to prosecute the guards. CBS News continues in a moment.
Hi, this is your old pal Pat Buttram. Say, you folks into CB yet? I tell you, CB's everywhere. Just this past Sunday, our preacher opened up the service saying, "Breaker, breaker, this is Father Friendly calling that good buddy in the sky." You know them CB folks is doing a lot of good improving highway safety. Do you ever hear about the 200,000 REACT volunteers that maintain an emergency network on CB Channel 9? Yeah, all across the country, them fine REACT folks report on road and traffic conditions, help folks get road service when they got car trouble, and of course pitch in when there's a real emergency. And with one out of every 10 cars equipped with CB, you're never far from a REACT team and help. You can even join a REACT team in your area or start one of your own. For more information, write REACT, 111 East Wacker Drive, Chicago, Illinois, 60601.
The federal government reportedly has a plan to crack down on drug smugglers in America. United Press International quotes White House sources as saying that the plan calls for the use of Air Force jets and Navy ships, along with Coast Guard units and customs officials. Some legal issues may be involved. The armed forces cannot be used for domestic law enforcement, but government officials say these rules would not be violated as long as the military is used in what's called a support role and is not asked to take part in any actual arrests. The Labor Department will release some figures later this morning on the wholesale prices and unemployment rates for June. The administration hopes the figures will show that inflation rate will begin to taper off this year. John Bohannon, CBS News.
Now, Home Federal Savings has some terrific free gifts to keep your summer side up. This is Hobbs here for our good friends at Home Savings, where you can get a free 21-piece socket tool set or a free 2-gallon picnic jug just for saving. All you have to do is make a qualifying deposit at any one of the 21 neighborhood offices of Home Savings. Now, that 21-piece socket tool set that Home Savings is offering is one that any handyman will want around the house or garage, and it's available in either a standard or metric version. The handy 2-gallon picnic jug Home Savings is offering will keep liquids icy cold or steamy hot, if you wish, for hours and hours. The picnic jug comes with a built-in push-button spigot, and it won't drip either. Now, in addition to the socket tool set and the 2-gallon picnic jug, Home Savings also offers top interest. In fact, Home Savings pays the nation's highest interest on insured savings deposit. So let Home Savings keep your summer side up this summer with free gifts and the nation's top interest. Home Federal Savings, the neighborhood savings and loan.
Time.
7 minutes past 3 o'clock in the morning. Hobbs here, and oh yes, Yes, indeed. CBS News referred to the fact that we had a flood watch on or warning on for the Twin Cities vicinity. That has been canceled. So has the flash flood watch been canceled for southeastern Minnesota, as they alluded to. Also, the tornado watch has expired. We have this report, and it's a very brief one. It's merely a current conditions report from Rochester showing very light rain showers. Very light rain showers. And this in from the National Weather Service of the Twin Cities. It's a radar summary. Scattered light showers with a few isolated heavy thunderstorms continue to move across Minnesota and into Wisconsin. Now, the heaviest of these thunderstorms is presently in northwest Wisconsin, and persons in Rusk County, Wisconsin, should be on the alert for some locally heavy rains and gusty winds. The other shower and thunderstorm activity is scattered through many scattered sections of the southern two-thirds of Minnesota and into sections of northern Iowa, portions of western Wisconsin. All of this shower and thunderstorm activity moving slowly east at about 15 to 20. We have this now in from the National Weather Service of Neenah, Wisconsin. A flash flood watch is in effect for southwest and south-central Wisconsin for the remainder of the night. A heavy thunderstorm or heavy thunderstorms have developed over Lake Michigan, just southeast of Manitowoc. Scattered thundershowers continue over northeast, southern, and west-central Wisconsin. The thundershowers extended into northeast Iowa, northern Illinois, and over central Lake Michigan to west of Traverse City in northwest lower Michigan. They're moving at about 25 to 30 northeast. There you are. Now then, that brings us up to the minute, I would say. You want to know about the Twin Cities vicinity? We don't have the new forecast. It should be coming along in about, maybe an hour and a half or so. Gee, I thought it was after four. Here it is only 3:10. At any rate, we can expect cooler temperatures today and the tapering off of shower activity. There will be mostly cloudy skies over the Twin Cities today with scattered showers and thunderstorms continuing, and then ending Friday night and becoming partly cloudy on Saturday. The high today in the upper 70s, and the same story for Saturday. Winds will become northwesterly during the day, 10 to 20, and the probability of rain is 60% today, 30% Friday night. So there is the possibility we might see a fairly decent weekend. Let's hope so. Those folks in Rochester and Austin and hither, and as a matter of fact, this morning right in the Twin Cities where we've had all kinds of flooding, we hope you'll have an opportunity to dry out. We have a cloudy sky right now, barometer 90%. I beg your pardon, the humidity 90%. The wind is west at 5 and now 68 degrees, Twin Cities.